This is a production of Cornell University.
EA meeting, May 6, 2009.
Good afternoon. Good afternoon, everyone. Thank you for coming. Welcome to today's meeting, Wednesday, May 6, 2009, of the Employee Assembly. At this time, I'd like to call the meeting to order. Ask if there's any late additions to our agenda.
No, but there's a removal from people's agendas. The business of the day is not going to occur, but we may need to talk a little bit about that.
Okay.
Not any reflection on that.
Okay, with that, we'll move right on to our report from Beth McKinney, employee elected trustee.
The only thing I have to report on is to announce that I'm on a committee that is, and Leon as well. It's called a thank you celebration, which will be for all of the folks who are leaving Cornell, all the employees who are leaving Cornell at the end of this academic year. It's on Monday, June 8th. We hope that everyone from the EA will be there. And just to give you a little synopsis about it, it is also a very scaled-down version for all these folks who either took the SRI or their positions went away and they've been laid off. And we're going to serve ice cream. And we're going to have Mary Opperman and David Sporton make some remarks. And a few other highlights, but we're hoping that people come to celebrate, so that the people who are leaving come and that their colleagues come. There'll also be a big guest book that people can sign and can comment on, because this is such a unique time in the history of Cornell, and the plan is for that guest book to be archived in the library.
We're going to see any familiar faces there, Jim?
What? Oh, are you referring to Dennis? Sorry.
So what is it, May 14th?
June 8th. It's immediately after reunion. The tents on the Arts Quad will be up.
Yep.
So we're going to use those tents and the sound system and just build on that.
Sounds good. It's a great idea, Beth.
Although I'm on the committee, I actually won't be there because although I'm a workaholic, there's one day that I will not work, and that's on my birthday. So June 8th is my birthday. I won't be
there. Could you just reschedule your birthday?
He asked the committee, politely asked him, and he said, no way, no how.
Think of it as one big birthday
celebration.
Yes, that's
all for you.
What are you doing on your birthday?
Probably just reading a book.
So you'll see the announcement in Friday's Chronicle, and you'll also hopefully hear about it through other venues as well. That's all I have.
Thank you. And Dennis has better things to do this summer. He is a lake to play on.
Yeah.
And some sunshine to catch.
Some sunshine. I'm hoping to have a party for this group out of the lake. We'll have to start planning it sometime soon.
That sounds great, Dennis. Thank you. I'd love to go.
Good night,
buddy. All right, we're going to move on to the report from our student assembly representative. Was she able to pass any information in news on?
I emailed her, but I didn't hear back.
Okay. Report from our university assembly representative.
I was not at the last meeting.
I was not even.
Okay. They have been sending some emails back and forth. They've been a little active. I noticed, but
now,
okay. Now, am I correct that Bill is not officially going to be a UA representative anymore?
Well, it seems that that's under debate.
Yes, he is.
No. The website says I'm off. Perla says I'm on.
We'll leave it as it is. Okay, we'll move on to our EA representative to the Faculty Senate in that report.
No new Faculty Senate meeting since my last report.
Thank you, Alan. report from staff climate survey steering committee representative.
Okay, that we've discussed it several times in here, and it has officially been decided to delay that. There will be no more meetings, basically. I try to take the time frame of the next year. Basically been delayed a year, the whole process. So there will be no more reporting on that, probably. They talked about getting back together in about a year to start the process again. So,
any reason?
The climate, current climate, the financial climate,
oh,
everything
no.
else. Yeah, they had that climate. Between the financial climate and everything else going on, they didn't think it was the right time to do a survey that's supposed to set a base for future surveys and so forth. So.
Maybe a little
food. Yeah.
Thank you, Bill. Any other questions for Bill?
I think actually it seems like this would be a very good time to do a climate check with morale in terms of what's going on. I'm a little surprised. We know that it's going to be low, but I think it would be nice to get some information about that.
Well, that would be a little, we talked about that actually, and there was some talk about doing a different survey. The problem that people saw was that they felt everybody was just going to be focused on the very short term, do I have a job, what's going to happen, that type of thing. And not look at the long-term picture of Cornell and my job here and what do I think and so forth. And so it definitely would be skewed. And there has been some talk about possibly a different survey at this time, though that would be a totally different thing than what we're doing.
Thank you, Bill. We'll move on to the report from the chair. In more recent days, I've been busy. But before I start with that, I'd like to say the Office of Assemblies had their annual Assemblies reception ceremony. I think it's a wonderful event. They did a great job. It should actually be reversed, where all the assemblies are throwing them a reception for all the work and support they've given us. I will have to tell you a funny story. Beth and I were there. So the other assemblies are handing out their certificate to all their members and got to the employee assembly and we're going through the names and no one can make it, but this is how it works. Gary Stewart and I, he's working, we're employees. Jason Seymour, working.
I was in Albany, actually.
Alan Mittman, working. And then by the time we got through them all, the crowd was saying, oh, they're working. Julie's working. Bill's working.
So yeah, I took the day off. It was my birthday. I don't know.
So I do have these certificates to give to everybody, and I'll just walk around and hand them to you, so you do get them. Inda is not here. She's working.
That is probably true.
That is definitely.
Alan?
Yeah. Thank you, Brian.
Thank you for serving.
Jason. Thank you for your service.
Thank you
for your service. Service. How's Alfie doing?
And Gary.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate it.
Bill.
You can stay right there.
Good.
Thank you. Leon.
Thank you.
You can't forget Peter.
Thank you.
Those certificates are from the Office of Assemblies.
Thank you, Office.
Thank you.
Looks just like my last three.
Okay, I'm going to move on.
Overachiever.
I think that's a nice token of appreciation the Office of Assemblies gives us. I have submitted the annual report from the EA to the Board of Trustees. The reason I did not bounce it to everybody for review is because it wasn't done and it was not late, but it had to be turned in this morning. It's emailed to everybody. Now, if you have dial-up, it's not there yet, but you should have it in your email when you get back. Some people still use dial-up. I also have passed out a few. If you have time to review this, I'm sure I can get changes submitted by the end of the day. Don't kill me on grammatical errors, but just submit major changes if you see them or any addition. And the report had to be somewhat short Obviously, we can't throw everything in here, so I did my best and picked some of the major highlights and put them in. So try to get back and do a little look at it if you can and get back to me. I also had sent a letter to Actions at Assembly Mailbox, which goes to the President, conveying our referendum and looking for approval. Ari helped me with the draft of this letter, so I'm moving to a conveyance letter. And that's also in your email when you get back. So hopefully we hear back from the President's office and our referendum proposal has been approved in the near future. I'd like to welcome all our new and future employee assembly members that are here today. As you all know, you all will be seated members. There hasn't been an official announcement yet, but you are all on, and again, I congratulate you. It takes courage to actually go through with the application process and from the beginning to the end. And there's quite a few steps there, and we thank you, and I'm sure you're going to be valued as employee assembly members in the coming years. With that, any questions for me? Okay, I'm going to move on to approval of our meeting minutes. April 1st, 2009 meeting will be first. No changes. After everybody's looked at it, had some time, I ask for a motion to approve the meeting minutes.
So moved.
Okay, I have a motion.
Second.
I have a second. Okay, all in favor of approving the April 1st meeting minutes, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Anybody opposed? Mm-hmm. Abstain? With that, we'll pass April 1st meeting minutes.
Amy, were we supposed to call Pat, or is she calling us?
Yeah. Is she home?
Good.
Can you meet you?
I believe she's at work.
While they try to connect with Pat, I asked everyone to go over the April 15th meeting minutes. Okay. We can move on as someone gets through and is happy with the meeting minutes. Ask for a motion.
Yeah, we just kind of
the mind to call before we get started.
Can I have a motion?
I move that we accept the minutes as submitted.
Okay, I have a motion. I have a second. All in favor? Say
aye.
Aye. Opposed? Abstain? Okay, with that, we'll pass the April 15th Employee Assembly meeting minutes as they are. Moving on to our committee reports, we have our Executive Committee. I covered a lot.
Amy, try it now.
What'd you do?
I unplugged it and plugged it back in. The power.
Good old power.
You got an unsung hero award.
There's a reason why.
Went far in time for that award. I came to work. Congratulations.
We did have business on the day with Candace today. We're going to...
Sorry, we had a little phone trouble.
Okay, I'm here.
Hi, Pat.
Hello.
We are through everything. We're up to the beginning of our committee reports.
Okay.
And so we're just going to move on. Did you have any late additions to our agenda?
I did not.
Okay. The business of the day was canceled. And so we've moved forward. And just to recap you real quickly, I did submit our report to the trustees, the year-end report. You should have it in your email if you... look at it and see any significant changes, just let me know as soon as possible. And also I sent a letter of conveyance to the president's office asking that they approve our charter referendum.
Beautiful.
Okay. Executive Committee, Jason, do you have anything, Peter? Okay. Executive Committee has nothing to report. I talked a lot about that already, and we did not meet last week. Staff Recognitions and Awards Committee. If you have not picked one up, it's small. There is a resolution being proposed to the Employee Assembly from the Staff Recognitions and Awards Committee regarding the Unsung Hero Award. Does everyone have one? I don't believe there's any left. This is an award that we give a history of the idea. We brought it up at the winter retreat, and everyone liked the idea. It was sent to committee, and the committee tossed around some ideas and some terminology, and we came up with something we all agreed upon, and we bring it to the EA for a vote. So we can adopt this award, something that we'll do on a yearly basis. And this gives a little criteria and guidelines opposed to other times that we've presented awards where it's been up in the air and we weren't sure on the direction. And the Unsung Hero Award gives every Employee Assembly member a chance to recognize somebody of their choosing, and then they nominate the person for the award. It goes to the SRAC committee for approval, and then what we do is have a ceremony, whether it be inviting the recipients of the award to an EA meeting and we recognize them with a certificate or however it's handled, but something small, but one more way of recognizing staff here at Cornell for what they do.
I'm not sure. For some reason, it's just not heavy. The eligibility, or it says current Cornell University employee or former Cornell. Okay. Never mind. There it is. Former Cornell. I was trying to out this year last year.
We want it until, for instance, January. Yeah. You decide that.
Yeah.
I wanted to recognize Dennis for this award. By the time we have the ceremony, he's not here anymore.
Wait, what's why?
The cast out of the bag.
Good job of that, Brian.
For a year,
yeah,
a year after your services, I mean, you can still be called back in and given this award.
Can we give him a way to ditch yourself award?
Oh, well, now we can't. Any thoughts? Ideas?
So when we have these folks in, are we inviting their supervisor to come by too?
Well, by the resolution and the wording, we don't have to, but of course that's an option. Also, we threw in something, if I nominate another employee, I can also provide them with extra gifts other than a certificate. But the guidelines say certificate and invite them, but of course you can invite others that they may know and work with. I think it's a good idea.
Is this like just one person per year?
One person per EA member.
Could be 13.
Yeah, could be maximum 13. And, you know, as long as, if it gets rolling along and things are working well, you know, it could shift to twice a year depending on how it works. But I feel once a year, get the logistics worked out and see the pros and cons and try it once. When would be the first awarding? I don't believe we'd be able to do it this year. It would be nice, but I don't know if we could.
I think it would be up to the EA members to really be creative about getting out of their own little universes and buildings and colleges and looking at other folks who whose units might not even be represented at EA.
Right.
Instead of just the person who brought in the birthday cake for somebody or whatever.
Right. and that's the purpose of the everybody has their own perception about what should be recognized in an individual, their character, their personality, their values, their ethics, their quality of work, their dedication. And this gives everybody a chance to take that and choose somebody that meets their own person. It gives everybody a little flexibility. The criteria isn't set.
Mm-hmm.
Like the George Peter Award, there's so many different levels of criteria that have to be met. It's a very tough award for people to receive. But this will give you that option. And as a form of checks and balances, you know, you submit a little one-page bio, write-off reasons, and you submit it to the Staff Recognitions and Awards Committee, and that committee will get the final say. So that would be the checks and balances. I don't see why everybody that submits some money for the award, why it wouldn't go through, but just in case. So there is a smaller group of people voting a yes or no. In logistics, as far as how you contact and what meeting of the year, what you have here, that's just up for the SRAC committee in the future.
Well, there might be some pretty cool stories that emerge from this. I mean, say about some of the stuff that goes on at Gannett any given day, and somebody really going out of their way to help a student who's really troubled or whatever. So I think that's going to be a real upside to us.
Yeah. If it can be something easy, that's just a one-page submitted by an EA member. So it's easy to get submitted, it's easy to review and approve, that you could push it to twice a year. The end of every semester to recognize more people. The more people we recognize, the better, I feel.
And Brian, no, go ahead.
I was going to offer this. There was a point in Division of Human Resources where we were trying, some of us were trying to come up with an award for the Division of Human Resources, and it sort of got waylaid, but it had some overlap with the Unsung Hero Award. We were going to call it Caught in the Act of. And the idea was not so much you give the award to somebody just because they're nice and thoughtful, but it's a specific action, somebody saving the life of a student. The woman over in the Johnson School who saved the life of a student who collapsed because she knew CPR. So that way it's easier if you have it as one special criteria that someone's caught in the action of doing a great kindness or going out of their way for a student, another community member, and that way they're all celebrated. They have a level or a baseline that they all can be celebrated on because they each took one extraordinary action that people know and can be told about, rather than she's always nice to her coworker, she always smiles every day. I think you're going to get 10 or 15 all very similar sort of circumstances. If it's sort of more of a general award, somebody I like or somebody I think who gives good service, whereas if you try to search out, as Gary said, good stories and look for some extraordinary action that a person took at least in one point, I think you have a real collection of interesting stories at that point. So it's just something to keep in mind if you wanted to tweak this award.
Right.
Now, Brian, would they all be
if it's 13 or whatever, one or whatever the number, would they all be done at the same time? Would it be done here or where? Or is that to be decided?
That could be decided, but it is once a year, and depending on what the budget for awards is at the time. And you know, I see having them come here. Other ideas were you go around to their workplace, but that takes a lot of people to have to travel around the campus. Even if they're they might not be at work. But I figure that's easily figured out.
But the intent is to do them all at the same time.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, if they're here too, we have pictures.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, some could work second or third shift. But they
That's true. And so maybe it couldn't be all at the same time. Maybe it'd have to be different times. But I figure we invite those employees here. They don't know why, and so then they would come.
Well, but Dennis's comment, I mean, you're really talking perhaps more often about a Sun Hero Award. These are people who actually may have already been publicized. I don't know if the intent of this is specifically to recognize the I think both areas have great merit, of course, but there may be a difference of philosophy as to what people go about their business on a day-to-day business, you know, and don't necessarily do one act to be caught in the middle of in that way. But I personal view as to which one should be awarded. I think both types of conduct deserve merit.
It
could be broad enough to do, my understanding of reading of this is that it's broad enough to encompass both types.
Yeah, and I would suggest we could go back and tweak it, but then you know what we'd have to do, if we can, is bring it back to our committee to tweak and approve, and then we'd bounce it back up here. Another suggestion is you do leave it up to the EA members individually to choose, but as it gets time, and you and I are both on this committee, but as it gets time and the committee announces again, hey, it's time to begin thinking about your unsung hero, then you could throw that, they could throw that in there to try to sway the, you know, the criteria a little bit. So we can mandate it or just suggest it. Either way, it works for me.
Responding to Alan, I didn't mean to suggest that people have to, if they all have to be extraordinary life or death kind of circumstances. So just use that as an example.
No, sure. So I think it's broad enough. I'm comfortable with the way it's worded to be broad enough to cover both types of behavior.
So the optional gifts, if you do bring them all together in the first five gift certificate, and then it's your turn to give your certificate to Dennis, and you hand them keys to a BMW, are the other five minutes bad?
Oh, I don't know. Because I feel it's a... They could. And it's a good point. And if you want to hand me your keys, though, I'll take them. But I feel that it wouldn't be the chair handing out the awards to everybody like I just walked around and did. I did that for a reason that way. It would be Jason's going to call his chosen one and speak about that person and then give the certificate with whatever else he might want to. And we just kept that open as an option. And then Peter would call his chosen one and do the same thing. So the award would be coming from the nominator.
Yeah.
Hey, I nominated you, and this is why.
Can we baptize them?
That's optional.
Well, if one gets enough, the rest, they're going to feel bad about it.
Exactly. Maybe what could happen
is I can tell you to get that from
all happy that
they can come later.
Sure.
Because you make a good point. Bill makes a valid point.
Right.
Because why should somebody get, and the other one gets little or nothing, or who knows?
So maybe that's after the fact.
Right.
After it's over, they can do something privately or something.
So it's an option, and the logistics is going to be driven by the SRAC committee. So those are things that you work out. It's a new award, but the intent and the concept is good.
Mm-hmm. Would there be plans to share that with the rest of campus, like maybe do a little thing with each person in the pamphlet or something? Because I think that one of the nice things about doing those kinds of programs is to try to encourage that kind of behavior.
Mm-hmm.
So people see this as the kind of behavior rule. And I also think it might be nice to have David Ford and Mary here to acknowledge the people maybe hand the certificates themselves.
100%. You'll have the flexibility to do anything that you want, and definitely informing these people, supervisors in their units. So an invitation, as Gary suggested, would inform them, but to let them know they've been recognized by an EA member and call them to receive an award. So I haven't heard any, I've heard interpretation changes, but nothing solid. Does anybody have any thing they would like to see changed? To move on, we're going to need a motion, or I'm going to need some changes. And
well, I make a motion. Pat, are you?
I'm here.
Okay.
Pat doesn't have this in front of her.
Oh, okay.
So I have a motion.
I'd like to make a motion to approve it.
Okay, I have a motion from Ron. I have a second from Gary. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Any abstained? Okay, so we'll move forward with that. That passed. Thank you. Is there anything else from the... There's George Peter Awards. There have been two chosen from committee. So still working out details with arranging the ceremonies, and then that'll be announced.
Still under wraps.
Still working it out. They've been chosen, though.
The recipients are not fully disclosed outside the committee until the actual event, so it's a surprise for the person who.
Yeah.
Okay. Can I ask a question in terms of, are they being lined up before June 30th? Are we trying to do them for this fiscal year? Or?
I hope so.
Okay.
We're trying. So stay tuned.
So you think, is there any reason why this group cannot know who they are?
Part of the spread.
Okay. Could be you.
We can only get ID. All right, well, we'll move on. Thank you for that. Communication Committee, Jason.
We haven't had a meeting, but under the umbrella of communications, I'm organizing a new EA member orientation meeting. It is scheduled for May 27th, 12:15 to 1:30. That will be before the June 3rd officer election meeting. My intent is to hopefully be able to brief the new EA members a lot about what the inner workings of the EA, how it works, so if anybody is interested in running for an executive committee position, an officer position, that you're a little bit more well-informed. I think this meeting is going to be pretty critical because there's only going to be four remaining or existing EA members carrying over into the new board of seven newcomers. So I really want to make sure that the new people are know what to expect, and if one of them or any of them wants to run for an executive officer position, that you can throw your hat in the ring before that elections meeting on June 3rd. So I've heard from heard back from you on that date. Do you remember the save the date email I may have sent you?
No, you didn't, but you can put it down.
Okay. So I'll resend it. So the location is to be determined. We may see if we can get it here. If not, I have a room reserved in Upson Hall. And the EA will provide lunch, similar to our meetings, for that new member orientation meeting. Alan and Bill have said that they would make an appearance at the meeting to help out and answer any questions. Is there any other EA members that could attend that meeting to...
So Wednesday?
Yep.
You
said May 27th?
May 27th.
Yeah, I'm out of town at a conference.
Okay. Peter, you might?
Sure.
That's okay. Essentially, in the email, I'm going to prepare a presentation of going over the different committees, our charter, how, you know, committees and things work with the general meetings, and basically give you all a real up-to-speed overview of the EA so that when our first meeting comes June 17th, you can feel like you're fully aware of what's going on. Any questions?
I have a question. As you move forward and move into having the new EA membership and the officer elections, I suggest and just ask, obviously the new group doesn't have to, that when you do have time for that private meeting to vote, that you consider inviting the former EA members that are just done with their two-year term to come in and get input on the candidates that might be running for officers. So it's a suggestion, and I just ask that you consider it as you move forward with the planning. I feel we've been around long enough to see how people are, who would be good at what position, and
you're saying invite the existing EA members to the June 3rd first meeting of the
as you vote for all.
Okay.
Just a suggestion. You know, Bill and I and Peter, I mean, we've been around, and you know, we know who can do the job, and you know, everyone can do the jobs, but I mean, we don't get the vote, but it's just a consideration to request. I'll leave that up to the new membership to decide. Any other questions for Chase? Okay, we'll move on. Alan, Finance Committee.
Yes, a heads up is my report. I'm going to be working with the Executive Committee and the outgoing members of our Finance Committee to propose a budget. My schedule is to have it approved as it was last year at the last meeting of the year, so that we could have something moving forward, but that way the new board members would have input into it. I've gotten a little bit of guidance from our fine people at the University Assembly's offices, or the Assembly's offices, and we'll propose something to the group so that we can have an approved budget at the last meeting.
Great. Thank you, Alan. Any questions for Alan? Okay. Pat, you're up, Emergency Grant Fund Committee.
I'm not prepared to really provide a full report at this time, but I will share with you that we did have a meeting last week, and we discussed the possibility of moving the CARE Fund from the Employee Assembly to the Office of Human Resources. There were several reasons for that, and the committee kind of hashed it out a little bit, and most were in agreement with the concept. Some weren't, and then there were a couple who were not able to be in attendance at the meeting. So I am drafting an email today. I apologize, I've been out. My son got married this past weekend, so I've been away from the office. But I will be getting an email out today to those members who were not in attendance, just to summarize the discussion. But in theory, or in concept, the idea is to move the CARE Fund from under the purview of the Office of Assemblies and the Employee Assembly to Human Resources. So I guess I'm not really prepared at this time to really have a solid discussion about that, but if anyone has any comments they'd like to make, I would be willing to share those with the committee or with the rest of the EA.
Okay. Pat, we didn't get our wedding invitation. Just kidding.
Or have to get her
do something?
We were the unchosen ones.
Exactly.
Hey, Pat.
Well,
Pat, will your email include our most recent email we got from Michael?
Yes.
Okay.
It will.
So I don't need to respond to him.
No, as a matter of fact, that was what helped prompt me to get this message out. And Ari and I have spoken briefly about this too. I was hoping to, in this message, provide a complete summary of the reasoning behind the movement of the fund and to provide some information to do a resolution to that effect.
Okay. Any other questions for Pat? Okay. Thank you, Pat.
You're welcome.
We will move on to personnel policy.
Pat? We have not met.
Okay. ILC, Peter?
Next meeting, I'm going to ask for nominations for officer seats for the next year. And then the actual elections will be in our first meeting in June. And I won't get to run the elections because I won't be out of seat chair anymore, but I will ask for nominations.
Concurrent members that will not be here next term nominate?
I don't see why not. And then also during that meeting, if anyone has a statement to go to the nomination for those members who won't be able to make it to the nomination since, you know, outgoing members, your terms will be up at the last meeting in May. So if you want to make statements to go along with your nomination for the new members to, you know, get some information about the nominees, that'd be good too. And hopefully as many of the new members can come as possible, even though your terms don't technically start until June, it'll be nice if you come to the next meeting. So let's, you know, hear the nominations and the statements that are made about the nominees.
And Peter, can you just explain to our new members exactly what's going to happen? Maybe not, but kind of just summarize what's going to happen. Because you mentioned it's going to be a call for nominations, and then...
As for nominations for the five seats, chair, vice chair for ILC, vice chair for finance, and parliamentarian, you know, if the same person can be nominated for multiple seats, you know, multiple nominations for the same seat, and so on. And then during elections, we'll start with the chair, have a discussion, then a vote for each seat, start from chair all the way down to parliamentarian. And then someone who doesn't win a seat that they were nominated for, their nomination can be automatically pushed to the next seat.
So, for instance, if I'm running for chair, and
God forbid,
Dennis is running for chair, and I don't win, and I don't win, I'm automatically moved down to a vice chair unless I decline that.
Mm-hmm.
So you move down.
Where do you go if you're calling the chair?
Hey.
You kicked off the island.
You're not the chosen one.
Yeah, if you don't make a parliamentarian, you automatically go to a communications committee.
The election is a June 3rd. Which is the new EA's first official meeting. Well, it's just an organization meeting, but it's your first official meeting where the officers will be elected.
No, so anyone who is nominated has the choice to decline the nomination.
Right.
Any questions?
And officers does not have to be members of the EA.
You do have to be members of the EA.
Oh, they do.
That's okay. Chair, vice chair, ILC, finance, and the other one.
Brian?
Yes.
Just a point of clarification. Peter, did you say that we could submit a nomination by email, or do we have to be physically present?
No, you can do either way.
Okay.
I'll ask for them at that meeting, but then you'll have the entire time after the meeting before the election to email it. And you can also make last minute nominations at the actual election.
Right.
But
and you can nominate yourself.
Yep.
And then who votes?
If this is the EA member, the new group right here, and we're just choosing, it's an internal election for the officers, everyone on the EA votes. What I mentioned is that being a former member and being there is just to get input when we're discussing people, but at that point, we wouldn't be able to vote.
Yeah.
So all the new people and the people that are on for next year carrying over vote.
Yep.
So the positions on the elected positions on 2 year appointments.
It's for one year.
Okay, so if you decide, like, if you get elected, say, as the vice chair, you could run for chair the following year.
Yeah.
Right? Mm-hmm. There is that.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Mm-hmm. And you have to rerun if you want to remain on as vice chair. You would have to rerun again for vice chair the next year.
Any other questions? So start thinking about those nominations now. If you want to email me, really you can, but I won't ask for them officially until the following meeting.
We have a couple of minutes. I don't do this much, but I'd like to share a little story with you.
Don't do this much.
I was.
Somebody bring out a banjo. Quick,
put your boots on.
I was fishing with my dad.
Put your boots on.
Well, it's funny, Leon, it's about you. I was new to Cornell and Ithaca within a year, and I joined the EA because it just looked like something fun to do. And I was on a week or 2 weeks, and officer elections were right around the corner. And it was a weekend, and I happened to run into Leon at the gas station. Mm-hmm. And I've known Leon, he worked at the same college as me. And I'd been coming to EA meetings just like you guys for a while, even before the election. I said, hey, Leon, I'd like to nominate you to be chair. I think you'd be really good at it. Donna Goss, who was chair, is stepping down.
I just got to say this. I wanted him to paper my gas. Which he did not do.
And he said, no, Brian, I'm not really interested, but are you interested in something? I said, I'm too new. And, you just get your name out there. And I said, well, let's try for vice chair. It doesn't sound like it's too tough of a position, even though I think it is a very difficult position. I said, vice chair, Leon. Well, it comes to the meeting for nominations, and Leon somehow had a rough weekend, didn't get enough sleep, was working too hard. He thought chair, so he nominates me for chair, and then here I am 2 years later.
Yeah, here we all are.
And gas is higher. So anything can happen. But I do suggest, I'm not saying that. My point is, if you're new to the EA, I don't want to discourage anyone from running for the chair position. But there is a lot more. Hopefully the orientation program that Jason's throwing together will help. There was so much more to this than I thought or I could ever imagine. And even to this day, 700 days later, I'm still caught off guard with things I have to do that I wasn't sure were one of my duties. So just keep in mind, if you have the high demanding jobs, think twice about it. And what I'm saying is ask questions. If you're interested in chair and you're not sure about the position, contact me. I'll be more than happy to discuss it with you. And just go ahead and reach out if you're starting to be interested in one of these positions. So, Alan is the vice chair of the finance committee. What does Alan do? Do you know? Obviously, he does something with budget. What you may not know is that Alan has to work every night on the budget. No. but you don't know that unless you find out that information. So you don't want to put yourself out there for something unless you're absolutely sure. It was pretty tough for me, but it was rewarding. So with that, that's my story. You can take your boots off. And we'll move on to our university benefits committee.
Are you going to change your name back to what it was before? I thought it was kind of drastic when you did that. It worked for it, I mean.
Yes, I have a question.
What are you trying to say? It's a time consuming, whatever position you're choosing?
Every position, even being on the EA, is an extra duty that is time consuming. Being an officer has an additional meeting every other week that has to happen. More emails, you're more involved, there's more special assignments. Just make sure you're aware of what you might have to do. If you don't like public speaking, don't run to be the chair, because you're speaking at the president's address, you're speaking to the board of trustees, and that's going to happen. Those I didn't know. I saw the EA activities for a month.
So you want to kids' birthday party?
you just want to research the position. The Office of Assemblies can answer the questions for you. They know what we do inside out. They may not know what I do, because I do things not how I'm supposed to sometimes. But
Dennis. Dennis writes all everything for me, and Ari does my legislation, right? Peter writes my speeches. So you just want to know what you're getting into, just so if you win an officer position, hey, great, you know, you're commended. But 2 months later, you're not regretting it, and because it's a long year. That's all. Some of the positions aren't involved as the others. Okay, and we're on university benefits.
Yeah, I'm done.
Okay, employee education. Jason, any updates?
No.
Anything from the Charter Review Committee?
I think we're done.
And the letter of conveyance did go out to President Sporting this morning. Well, an hour ago.
So I would like to recognize, that if it wasn't done earlier, the Office of Assemblies for doing a spectacular job of motivating the required percentage, which I gather squeaked by some fraction of a percent. It was really a job well done. It would have failed but for that. I think that should be recognized.
Speaking of unsung heroes, I think the Falcon flashes on the last day, brother.
How many people unsubscribed from Paul from Flash after that?
I got one very nasty gram from somebody on ILR.
Just
very
one?
Nasty, yes.
No.
Well, Leon got called in. He voted 50 times. No, I that's probably my most memorable moment, I have to say, is that we were able to get that many votes from our population, which we never thought we were going to be able to get. So you guys did a fantastic job. And I'm glad we were able to do it. Hopefully this gets approved and we have a new charter.
Now, I do have a charter question, though, just to throw out there. I do think one of the most important things moving forward is to define the constituency basis for the EA.
Yes.
It seems to be in somewhat of a crazy quilt. And if you look at who's representing what constituency, so that whole issue should be revisited as to what the constituency should be and then how to go about that. And I know that's phase two of the charter revision, but I'd just like to...
We don't want to drop the ball.
Yeah.
There were two parts for the newcomers. One part originally, review the charter, make changes. It was such a difficult task to do that there's a section that didn't get reviewed and no changes were proposed, and that's the membership. 13 members and different types of employment seats representing different areas of the college. And the model does not work for my understanding of the representation. So the second phase, round two, and I agree with Alan, I suggest, and if I had any succession planning with the new chair, it would be push for phase two of this. Make this happen. Explore different models of employee assemblies so we can get better representation. Now I'm done with succession. Okay, we're going to move on to old business.
So we were going to hear from College Town guys and they didn't want to come?
They're all students.
Okay. And they don't want us to vote on a resolution or anything, right?
Well, I'm not sure.
Yeah,
that's,
we need to bring it up.
They
that's
did.
What I wanted to
so
talk about.
Any Clancy
yeah.
thing? Okay.
You want to go ahead?
So this is a. So I read their resolution, and I don't. And question for Ari that they had written in their resolution that the employee assembly was signing on to this without them presenting, can our name be there in the resolution? I'm assuming no, unless we agree to it, but it's kind of hard to agree to something if you don't know the details.
They said it. Well, some things that, if that's the resolution that they adopted, and it was reported to the president through the action listserv, you could respond and say the employee assembly hasn't reviewed this yet.
I thought the email I got earlier said that they would be removing us from this
Ryan sent an email saying that we understand you're not going to be able to vote on this resolution. We feel we can still move forward with just the UA and the SA. Is that who it is?
There's all of the student assembly, the graduate and professional assembly, faculty senate, and university assembly.
That may be an older draft. I don't know that particular copy. There will be a final one that will eventually, that they vote on, that will be posted on the website probably by the end of this month. So if it's wrong there, you might just want to send another email to make sure that that's cleared up.
Yeah, this is essential because there's some key municipal meetings coming up on this project in the next 2 or 3 weeks.
Okay.
And these guys have been going to these meetings, and I don't want them to go down there and say to the Common Council of Lipid and the mayor, look at this is what the assembly's passed at Cornell, and then somebody's sitting there and reporting on it, and then it's in the paper or on the radio station that the employee assembly at Cornell University signed off on this thing that we didn't even get presented on. So there's a chance of being muddled if we don't get some clarity.
So do we
need you might want to email Ryan sooner rather than later just to double check that
I'll take care of that.
Okay, you'll send Ryan.
Or unless you want to.
You got it.
I don't want, we can't be attached to a resolution that we are signing our name to if we don't know what it is.
Have we seen this yet?
No. That's the problem.
We got a copy of it yesterday.
Oh, the copy in your email from Amy has the same one that I'm looking at, and it says the employee assembly, and we have to make sure that's stricken out.
And it's in the email.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Okay. I think that's it then.
Okay.
Okay, we'll move on to our open forum.
My goal as chair was to have us get to 5 open forums in 2 years. This is number 5.
Wow.
No, I'm just kidding. This is number 3.
Is that a trustee's
report?
I actually could make a change, so I can contact Kristen, because if we just passed a resolution for the Unsung Hero Award, it'd be nice to throw that in there. I didn't want to mention that it's out there. But she might allow me to make changes. So that's why, if you can get back and glance over this, let me know if you see anything. I don't have much time to make the changes. And obviously, in the near future, if President Scorton approves our referendum, I'd like to throw that in, that it was approved. Right now there's wording about it, that the campus voted, but not a final approval by the president. So there's just another change that I could see happening. So, what are you doing over the summer, Dennis?
No.
I haven't made up my mind yet. I'll be here until June 30th, and then for those of you who don't know, I have accepted the staff retirement incentive. And we'll be leaving employment with Cornell then at the end of June.
2030.
I want to know who's responsible for approving that.
For you,
Mayor. Mary Opperman.
Can we schedule a meeting with her to talk about that?
It does bring up a very good point, though, and I think it's something that I would like the future members of the Assembly to consider, as well as the departing members of the Assembly, and that is, as I've been associated with this group for the past 16 years, I see this almost bloodletting at the end of every May into June, where the seasoned members leave and we have new people who are eager and enthusiastic but really not very sure of what the employee assembly does or how to get things done on the employee assembly. So those of you who are leaving have a wealth of experience, as did the folks who left the year Donna Goss and the folks who left prior. I see that happening every year. So I don't know if there's a way that you can think about it in the next year, but to capture this collective experience and wisdom and harness that in a fashion so that maybe you invite the previous members of the employee assembly, I don't know, on some ongoing basis, but use them as a resource, because they have much to offer, and they just go back to becoming civilians again. And rarely do I see them becoming re-engaged in the employee assembly. Like they're on for 2 years, and it's an intense experience, and they sometimes are officers. And even if they don't attain the level of an officer, they're giving and they have much to share about the workings of the assembly, and they've been involved in some issues that will undoubtedly come up again, so they have some experience, so you don't have to be recreating the wheel over and over again. But I don't know exactly what format could be created that would be sustainable, that would harness that sort of expertise that's out there. But I bet there are probably 100 or 150 people who have been through the employee assembly since I started here at Cornell, and many of them are still working here. But rarely are they invited, or they might not be proactive enough to, oh, I've got some wisdom, I can share this with you. You might have to invite them to a general meeting or something. I know when Popprint was having its 10th year anniversary, we brought together all the past employee elected trustees for a luncheon. That was back in the days when we could do luncheons. And we also brought back all the employee assembly officers for a meeting. And it was very interesting because many of them had not met others. They had a similar experience, but they hadn't met other people who had shared the same group. So it was really fascinating to hear them talk. And they said some of the things that came out of that was, we really ought to find a way to make this happen on a ongoing basis, not have to wait till Popper's 50th anniversary in order to bring everybody back again. So I'm just offering that as a suggestion, because people are leaving the assembly, because people are leaving the university, you might want to try to think of a way to, again, just capture some of those years of experience.
Yeah, it's only as bad as having an experienced Cornell member retire.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think that's a great idea. Yeah. Maybe it could be like an advisory group or something.
Like
once
group?
A month or so.
Or even quarterly.
Quarterly.
You know what you could do?
I'm
going to...
The advisory group might be the way to go. Maybe.
First, we need a list of those people.
It should just be part of the term.
I don't know.
And now that we can make changes. 2 year term, like 2 year active, 1 year inactive. That's what the military does. You go on active and then you go inactive. Well, you mentioned civilian.
Yeah.
I was born a civilian. I went in the Marines, got out as a civilian, joined the EA, and now I'm a civilian again.
Isn't life fun?
But 1 year or so, there would be four quarterly meetings that is, you know, you have to stay on. Oh, how would that get other people overlapping? Well, Peter could do 4 years in active. But something like that.
Yeah, I think there's a lot of different ways you could spin it, but if there were a way to think of it, an advisory board is a great idea.
See you, Gary.
I mean,
if Mary invited, you're an EA member, you're not anymore, and you get an invitation from Mary or President Scorn's office saying, we'd like you to be on this employee advisory council, people are going to say yes, and then there's no end to it.
Well, I wouldn't quite phrase it that way.
It
sounds a little ominous, but there's probably half a dozen ways that you could structure something like that and still have that resource. But I would really encourage you early in your new year to think of a way before people get up too far away. You know, bothers that their employer assembly experience is still fresh in their mind.
Cool.
I would like to say one word. To maintain you, it's kind of like a theme, make a theme of maintaining you for the older members of EA, inviting them for the. Sure.
No,
celebrate.
Yeah, I actually, we had talked about that.
A kind of like appreciation.
Right. You know, a thank you for serving, right? And we were actually going to go back and cover the long-serving EA members like Joe DeMarco. You know, remember we were talking about that. And it's a good idea, definitely. It's just initiated this year. You know,
comment, follow up early.
Well, maybe the advisory thing, you know, it could be optional because maybe in terms of people's time,
right,
people's
right,
jobs,
right,
changes, and maybe people don't have the time.
So if they're invited to join.
So yeah, so it's an option.
Yeah. I think it's a good idea. And then if you ever had to gather information, because we know how hard that is, we either use our personal opinions about what our constituents feel, or we have to hold a public forum, which costs money and time, and not a good percentage of our population shows, maybe 60 people. But you bring it to the advisory group, and you have a whole, you have a walking room of knowledge right there that can give you an informed answer, and they represent different areas throughout the university, too.
Mm-hmm. So how do
then
we
you plan? Shift that, in, that into the employee.
So we'll get them from the assembly of office.
They have some. Yeah.
And I'm just wondering if the last page
to go back
for all the history.
It could be, but I think that it could be, but I think that page has been in every report for years, and I'd rather them get to business than to read.
No.
Because everybody has sent that report over the years.
Okay.
And they've
so
seen
they
it
already know
a thousand times, yeah.
Okay.
That's but it's a good thought.
Okay.
81 when the EA was formed.
Good year.
Nothing else? Outstanding. Well, thanks for coming. I'd like to adjourn the meeting. See you in 2 weeks.
Bye, guys. Thank you.
Bye, Pat.
This has been a production of Cornell University. On the web at cornell.edu.